This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
So, we've got Cambrius with more car attacks and four jihadis killed last night. We have massive knife attacks all over Europe, in France, in Germany, in other areas, screaming Allah Akbar. We've got Stephen Bannon out, reportedly going back to Breitbart, probably do more good there than inside the swamp. We knew that was coming a week ago. Roger Stone's coming up to break that down. Earlier I was playing MSNBC clips where they're saying, oh, probably right-wingers that attacked over in France, killing 15, injuring hundreds. Then I had this other clip, sorry I confused the crew, my fault, of MSNBC and CNN, two different clips, where they are legitimizing anti-fuss violence against the right, or against white supremacists. They call anybody that doesn't present their five-year-old to the local pedophile to be raped. Literally, if you don't let NAMBLA come to your front door and go, here to take your six-year-old out, you are now a Nazi. Not being a Nazi means turning yourself over to every pedophile heroin head. That's what it means. And being a total loser, devil worshiper. So let's go ahead and play those clips. Here it is.
Mark Bray, you are writing this book, Antifa, the anti-fascist handbook. Explain this movement and its roots.
Right, right. So anti-fascism goes back to the beginning of the 20th century when leftists of all stripes fought back against Mussolini and Hitler. Most people think of Nazism as something that died with World War II, but it really rebranded itself, grew again in a lot of European countries in the United States. And so the modern Antifa movement grows out of the 70s and 80s in Germany, when a lot of immigrants, when a lot of leftist punk rockers had to physically defend themselves from neo-Nazi attacks for Emily
Fuskin.
And that's where we can trace its lineage from today. The main perspective of Antifa is essentially that rather than simply waiting for the threat to materialize, you stop it from the beginning. You say no platform for fascism, and that's what we're seeing with the attempts in Charlottesville and elsewhere.
I'm curious. First of all, you go out and attack people. Because you're liberal.
Are you an advocate of this sort of confrontation?
Yes, I am, yes.
What do you say to those that are concerned that, hey, you're allowing these white supremacists to claim victimhood here? What do you say to that criticism, since the president is trying to essentially create a false equivalency here?
Well, I think there's two parts of it. One is, how do far-right movements grow? I say they grow by becoming normalized, by not being confronted, by being able to present themselves as family-friendly and respectable.
I mean, this is just fascinating. We should do a whole show just on these tapes. Because, I mean, again, they're saying they're going to ban people's free speech. They're going to call you Nazis and dehumanize you, which is a classic Nazi tactic. Then they're funded by George Soros. He's the main funder of Antifa. They are fascist. Their roots are in that. We had a historian on just 2 days ago breaking that down. And then they're not going to give you a platform. They're going to ban your speech, and then they're going to physically assault you. But it's okay because they talk in little voices like this when they hit a woman in the head with a bike locker, you know, beat up some lesbian woman trying to go hear somebody speak. Because, you know, you're not allowed to go hear somebody speak. We're going to hit you in the head with a bike lock, okay? You don't go to meetings unless we say so. We run things now. We run your kids. Here, let's hear for the rest from the man that's going to tell us how to think. Thank God for him.
The alt-right called themselves alt-right is to present that mainstream image. And the opposition
These people are all about semantical deception. They control reality. Remember, they create the term alt-right. They project it onto everybody that's against Hillary. Then they have their own white supremacist groups, clearly led by leftist groups, by people that were just working for Obama 2 years ago. Okay? That's how dumb they think we are. And work for Antifa. But now Antifa leads the event, gets their permit, goes out, the event happens, and then now they've got to ban our free speech, or the little Batmen are going to come out of the little caves and bike lock us and coffee us. Maybe they'll join their Islamic brethren and start acid attacking people that don't get in line. Maybe that's the next liberal thing. Because after all, they're the saviors. Oh, they're the little heroin heads.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Mycos EX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have the California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of Mycos EX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 million live in each pill probiotic. Mycos EX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with Mycos EX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on here and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We want your soul.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
More habits, more facts, more fears.
Ladies and gentlemen, Stephen Bannon is out at the White House, reportedly going back to Breitbart. He told me he would not give any interviews as long as he's at the White House, but I've got his personal number. And so look for him to be on the show hopefully next week. I'll just leave it at that. Again, we're not in competition with Breitbart, Daily Caller, Gerald Celente, anybody. We're all in this together. Mark Dice's strength is our strength. Paul Watson's strength is our strength. Matt Drudge's strength is our strength. Gerald Celente is, again, our strength. We are all not conservatives or liberals, but quite frankly, true intellectuals, super informed, super hyper aware, super news houndy. Just like I said on live feed Saturday last week, I said, look for actors being there. Usually the KKK and white supremacists are wound up by groups. I said, it's turned out even the FBI has been leading it. They even had Jewish people faking as KKK. I mean, that's been in the news. Then they turned around and I said, Jews staged Charlottesville. But everybody knows I'm the opposite of a racist or anti-Semite, and I'm not anti-Israel. I'm not anti, everybody knows that I'm, you know, I'm against radical Islam. But they got to turn it around and say, Jones says Jews did Charlottesville. And then PolitiFact says, Jones is wrong about actors being there. I didn't even say that. But now there was Craigslist ads and major Democrat Party organizations that admit they hired actors to be there. They said, we're at Charlottesville. We're going to go agitate. We work for the Democratic Party. It was in other people's news. I mean, I just instinctively tell you what's going on. Because the globalists do the same thing over and over again. I said, I don't know what's happening with this, but we should investigate it. I was saying that as it was happening, 1 hour later, Trump comes out and says we should investigate. He didn't get that from me. He's a smart guy. He knows this stuff's going on. They plunged the stock market yesterday openly in an attempt to intimidate Trump and make him get rid of Bannon. They said, get rid of Bannon and do this stuff, and we'll let it go back up. Because it's naturally going up because exuberance, but they're artificially killing it. And Trump is obsessed with getting blue-collar jobs boosted, white-collar jobs boosted, and with getting factories into black areas. I mean, if you want to say it's affirmative action, in the phone calls, I've talked to the CEOs, it's come out. Trump is like, we'll get you the tax incentives, we'll get the tax breaks, we'll get you the deals, we'll shut down the Chinese stuff. Can you put it in the middle of this black area and put in jobs programs for entry level? And they go, yes, sir, but we've got to put the ads out for everybody. And Trump says no. And, I mean, behind the scenes, he's directing people to hire black folks. I mean, it's he just is obsessed with delivering to black people. And that's what makes me so angry to see them coming after him like this, because he's so good, folks. And I'm not sitting on fences like other people. I mean, killed the TPP, killed all this globalist stuff, killed the carbon tax, secured the borders from felons, got $4 trillion in the stock market, $400 billion in new jobs, 1.6 million new jobs, and they're saying he didn't do anything. He did incredible things with renaissance and quality, having respect for ourselves again, everything Salente talks about. So Salente's taken over with Owen Schroyer. I got hot coffee dumped on me out of a thermos by a thug that attacked me earlier. I mean, look, I've never seen such vicious leftists as Seattle. 70% of the folks are nice. They're listeners. Almost everybody knows who I am. Of the Asians who are Americans love me. So many Japanese folks running over. They love Trump. Chinese love Trump. And Hispanics and stuff. But it's mainly white males. Kind of grunge, kind of, you know, drug scene type folks. Not saying they're into drugs, but they just look like drug scene types. You know, wannabe punk rock stuff. Newsflash, punk rock was cool 40 years ago. You know, when Glenn Danzig was doing the Misfits. My view, greatest punk band ever. Total genius. But, you know, moved on from that. And these people are just anti-free speech. They're covering up for the jihadis. It's amazing. Now, before I go any further, there's so many articles on Infowars.com and turn this over. I plugged for 30 seconds last hour. I skipped a break. I've got to stop doing it. And we're putting in a new radio clock in about a month and a half. That's the standard clock, where we come in at 6 after, not 8 after. And I won't skip breaks anymore unless there's like a major war launches, and then all the news does that. Stations will actually leave you if you don't. But I do lose myself and, you know, others thousands of dollars a day in funding. I just don't want to stop. But we need you to buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're trying to shut us down. They're trying to boycott us. They kicked us off Google Ads. That was about a $5 million ding, and that was basically all the extra money we had projected for 2017. We got most of that back now because they're really aggressively plugging in sales, but then I tend to quit plugging. But we've got our biggest sales ever. I keep saying biggest sales ever because I just keep expanding them because folks really respond. We have 66% off on some products. 55 is the average. We have Alexa Pure Breeze. It ends this weekend. They told me I have to. $400 rival to the same system. 4-filter system, ion filter, carbon filter, and a bunch of other systems. It's $149. At $119, it's a steal. At $149, it's ridiculous loss leader. Water filtration system's the very best. Brain Force, Survival Shield, Secret 12, Oil of Oregano, BioTrue Selenium, Super Blue mouthwash with colloidal silver and iodine. That's being introduced. My dad designed it with the same folks who produced Tom's of Maine, but it's a factory that makes it for them. Our Super Blue's back in stock. Children's is back in stock as well. Really concentrated. Folks love it. Caveman, the ultimate bone broth paleo formula. Just takes the power of, you know, chicken noodle soup to infinity. Super concentrated bone broth with all the trace elements, all the stem cells, all of it, with the chaga, with the turmeric, with the bee pollen and more. Amazing. In chocolate and strawberry, naturally flavored, a little bit of stevia. 50% off all the silver products, unless you're talking about the actual silver bullet. It's 66% off. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. But I want to salute Harold Salente. I want to salute our crew, you the listeners, all of us, because this isn't about giving out credit. I love the people that are awake, that know what's happening, and that enrich our lives. And we're not liberal, we're not conservative. We're patriots, we're populist, and we understand America's under attack. From Brexit to the U.S., we're trying to get out from under globalism, unelected world government, corporate fascism. It controls the left and right, and the whole system's ganged up against the president right now. How could anybody not see it? I can't believe he's gone this far. He's totally committed, but they're trying to bring him down right now. They're openly saying they're getting ready to kill him. I'm going to turn it over to Gerald Celente, but first off, Gerald, what do you make of Phil Mudd saying they're going to kill him a week and a half ago on CNN, former CIA deputy director in Black Ops? Brennan saying they're going to kill him. They said the next 2 months. We're a month into this now. They're going to try to plunge the market first. They're going to say we're all racist first before they drop the hammer and go to civil war. And I just don't think people understand the historic crossroads. You're one of the top trends forecasters out there. You know, your info's been advised presidents. What do you make of all of this? Where are we historically right now? We now take you to Kingsville, New York, crossroads of the founding of America with Gerald Celente, Owen Schroyer, and, of course, Brennan's out. We've got coming up the next 2 hours, 2 hours of transmission starting next hour with Roger Stone in the ATX in studio. But now, the Trends Forecaster, TrendsResearch.com, Gerald Celente.
Hey. Nothing has ever been like this in my lifetime, or probably the lifetime of anybody living, what they've done to this country. Every presidential election, there's always been, you know, the fighting up until election day. And then whoever gets elected, the media comes out and say, well, you know, you might not like who got elected, but we're Americans and we have to work together. They didn't do that this time. It's the media that's dividing the United States. And one of the things that Trump did, and he made it really clear, is he exposed the fake news that we're getting from the mainstream media. He should be applauded for that. Yet people still buy it. It's the media that is dividing this country. They never stop from election day. You look at USA Today, the headline story that ran right after Trump was elected, president going into office with, 74 lawsuits or something like that. The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. Not one shred of evidence that they hacked into the DNC. Not one shred. And now Assange is saying that, no, they didn't get it from the Russians. He said that before. He's repeating it. But yet they've also had us learn how to hate the Russians. It is the media that's behind the destruction of this country. Just as they're doing now with Charlottesville. They didn't have to cover this thing at this length. It could have came and gone. You know what happened up here in Kingston, New York? I'm at the most historic Four Corners in America. The only place where there's a pre-Revolutionary War stone building on each corner. Trump haters have defaced the entire area. The blue stone sidewalks in front of one of my buildings, a carriage step in front of the Dr. Jansen house. This is circa 1700s, this building. All this graffiti, anti-Trump. We sent out 15,000 press releases with photos. And anybody listening could go to our website, trendsresearch.com, trendsresearch.com, click on Trend Alert, and you'll see it. No coverage other than foreign countries, Australia and others, a few in the United States. If they had on those carriage steps anti-Semitic or racial graffiti, boy, it would have been news. But anti-Trump graffiti destroying colonial Kingston, New York, we don't want to talk about it. So it's the media that's destroying this country. And they are doing it purposely because it also brings them ratings.
Lente just nailed it on the head. And it's sad to see that these people go out, they march, they do crimes against venerable objects like the buildings that you purchased. And it's all over fake news. It's all over hype. It's all over lies. And we've got more evidence of exactly what Gerald Celente is talking about, the media spinning terror events on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer, Gerald Celente with you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer with you. Gerald Celente with you. And we're breaking down all the latest. Bannon is out. The stock market magically recovers. I want to talk about that with Gerald Celente in this segment. And then a little down the road, talk more about what he's talking about with the violence being done to, well, inanimate objects in this country because of media lies and media spin. But, Gerald, I want to get into what we saw in the last 24 to 48 hours with the stock market, with Gary Cohn, and with Stephen Bannon. My theory is that they used this entire stock market crash, could crash, because Bannon attacked Cohn. Cohn didn't like it. They plunge the stock market, say, get Bannon out, or Cohn's leaving. Then they say, okay, we'll get rid of Bannon. Stock market returns. Cohn stays. What's your analysis?
Well, it's right there. You hit the facts. So the Dow is down yesterday, what, 274 points, and today now it's flat after being down after they announced that Bannon's out. You know, all these people, by the way, Owen, that want to get rid of Trump. Yeah, let's get rid of him. Oh, yeah, bring in Pence then. Oh, that'll be wonderful. And you know what that means? That means the gang is still in charge because Trump's an outsider. Now they got the insider back in. So all these people that want Trump out, you know, Trump goes, then look what you got. Look what you're left with. And you really nailed it, as Alex did earlier. If the market crashes, Trump crashes with it. Because people are forgetting the Trump rally now is going on now since November. What, November, December, January, February,
yeah,
March,
before he was even inaugurated. Okay?
Right.
Yeah.
9 months of a Trump rally. So it's a Trump rally because of the things that he's promising that they're stopping him from doing. And that is, of course, infrastructure rebuilding, tax reform, and deregulation. Now, I want to also mention that this is needed in the country and welcomed by the people. And so what the media is not talking about is the renegotiations of NAFTA and how that will help us. So all of these anti-fascist people, hey, you want fascism, the merger of state and corporate powers? Hey, Junior out there shooting your mouth off? How about too big to fail? You want to look at fascism and capitalism? There's no such thing, Junior. Oh, all you little anti-fascist people, why don't you go after George W. Bush, who lied us into war? Oh, war is okay with you. Oh, let's take down those Confederate statues. That really got you upset. But you can launch wars based on lies that are right in front of us, Junior. That Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda, which was a big lie brought to you by the prostitute media, the fake news people, and essentially the toilet paper of record, the New York Times. You remember, Owen, them aluminum tubes and yellow cakes that Hussein was baking?
Yeah. Well, wait a second. The New York Times said that Donald Trump was getting wiretapped. But they didn't say it, though. They also didn't say it. So I just want to be clear. They said he was getting wiretapped on their front page, but they did not ever say he was getting wiretapped.
So where are all these anti-fascists? How come they don't go after the fascists? Oh, yeah. That boy over there, Larry Summers. Yeah, Summer jerk. Yeah, that guy. He wants to get rid of Trump. Oh, anti-fascist? This is the guy that deregulated the Glass-Steagall Act that let the big banks steal all our dough. Yeah, you know, the ones that paid $154 billion in fines and not one head rolled, because when Obama was candidate, Obama, them heads were going to roll, folks. Oh, now he's not there to folks with us anymore, huh? Just one lie after another. How come you don't go after Obama for destroying Libya? Oh, that's not fascist enough for you.
Yeah, the AP was reporting new war crimes in Yemen again today from Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, and let's go also to Syria. You remember, Owen, Assad has to go, says Obama, and Hillary Clinton, and Frankenstein Kerry.
And John McCain. Yeah.
And John Insane McCain. Where are these fat mouths? Why aren't they going after the murderers and the real fascista, huh? The merger of state and corporate powers is there in front of us. Globalization, multinationalization, but these little boys talk tough, but don't go after the big guys who they bow down to and suck up to. And when you talked about Soros before, Alex was talking about it, they threw him out of Hungary because they saw what he was doing there. Soros not welcome.
Yeah, it's time for us to have the same policy here. Stop his funding to these radical groups that are causing violence in the streets. We'll be right back with more of Gerald Celente on the other side of this break. This is the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer, Gerald Celente with you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, folks. Owen Schroyer here, Gerald Celente here. You are here because you're looking for real news in a land that broadcasts lies. Gerald Celente, trendsresearch.com. We've got so many different places we can go. I want to just do a quick tease because I think Alex is going to have to pop back in for this. I have to be honest. Arnold Schwarzenegger is now condemning Nazis. All right? I'm just going to leave that right there. We've got the clip. Gerald Celente knows what's about to happen. Look at Gerald. Look at the smirk on Gerald's face right now. He knows what's going to happen. We're going to get Alex. You have to cover Arnold Schwarzenegger condemning Nazis. That's 100% your name on it. I won't even do it justice. Let's get back to Gerald Celente from TrendsResearch.com. I want to talk about the media spin on the Charlottesville attack versus the attack in Spain. So you have a boat of people arrive on a beach in Spain, clad in black, that arrive, clearly not from the country, scatter and run into the city. Nobody knows where they go. said to be from Morocco. Then a Moroccan terrorist runs over people with a car, killing dozens. All over the media, truck attack, van attack. But just a week ago, when it was a white nationalist or white supremacist, it was labeled a domestic terror attack. Gerald, what is this trend in the media where radical Islamic people can't commit acts of terror? It must be the car doing it.
Yeah, well, again, even as they're trying to compare it with Charlottesville. So it's the media is distorting everything. And again, we've never seen anything like this. It's in front of everybody's face. But what you have, Owen, are most of the people out there, they still believe in the lies of the parties that they love. Why would any intelligent person tune in to the mainstream media when you know exactly what you're going to get? You're going to hear from a paid contributor from either the Republican or Democratic Party. So the media is just distorting this and selling hatred. And again, it goes back and, you know, tracking trends is an understanding of where we are, how we got here, and where we're going. Let's go back again with the Trump election victory. From day one, and even before he won, the Russians did it. The Russians did it. He wants to make peace with
right.
Russia. He wants to make deals with Russia.
Yeah, what happened to the Russian narrative? What?
So what? Wouldn't that be wonderful to have peace with Russia, which Russia hasn't? The New York Times, again, the toilet paper of record, every time you read it, they use the terms that Russia invaded Crimea.
Mm.
Russia's been in Crimea longer than America's been a country. They didn't invade it. They had a deal to have the seaport there. They didn't invade it. Did they bring more troops in? Yes, because of what was going on in Ukraine.
Soros
that
protests.
But the United States was behind and is there for everybody that has a half a brain to tune in and look at Victoria Nuland, the Assistant Secretary of State, John Insane McCain, and that other guy, Jeffrey Pyatt, who's the ambassador. And you could hear the phone calls between Nuland and Pyatt planning the overthrow of the democratically elected government of Yanukovych. The Russians didn't invade Ukraine, but they keep selling the lies. So what I'm saying is, what you're talking about, how the media is portraying things, they're portraying things so that they keep building fear and hate against anybody that has a different agenda than they do.
And it's amazing the coverage, too, where they try to spin this attack in Spain and say, was it motivated by Charlottesville? Could it have been a copycat of Charlottesville? Wait a second. There were multiple radical alt-Muslim attacks in Europe before the attack in Charlottesville. Literally.
Again, do you think that these people over there are watching what's going on in Charlottesville? You know, it's a different world to them. But I'm trying to say that's how disgusting the media is, and that's one of the great things that Trump has done. He's not only exposed what a fraud the media is with its fake news, he's also exposed what a fraud Congress is.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they only have a 10% rating, and that's why they want to get him out of there. You pick up yesterday's New York Times, a full-page ad on how they're going to have a conference with Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan, a guy that never worked a day in his life, I think he played Eddie Munster before he became a congressman. Who cares what this little jerk of nothing has to say? But yet they're promoting it. So what I'm saying to you is Trump is the antithesis of the established system that has destroyed so much of what was great in this nation that they want him out. And it began before he was elected. And again, these are facts that people forget. On election eve, when the news that Trump was going to win, the Dow futures dove 800 plus points. Within hours, it reversed itself. And now we are in one of the longest stretches of hitting new record highs in the Dow since he was elected, because what he was going to do for the economy, And what he's going to do for the economy is the antithesis of the globalization multinationals. Look at the people that are fighting against NAFTA. Cargill. I wonder why. Could because of all that crappy GMO corn that you're selling now there, and that you put all these Mexican farmers out of business. No, that had nothing to do with it. All of this stuff has only helped the multinationals, and the facts show we've lost jobs and we've lost income. Oh, here's another fact. Median household income in the United States right now is lower than 1999 levels. 95% of the wealth for all you liberals that loved Obama that was created since he became president in 2009 went to the top 1%. Those are facts. A fact. 51% of the people in America working full-time, full-time jobs are earning $30,000 a year or less. So what Trump is doing with NAFTA, bringing companies like Foxconn in and Apple making their manufacturing here, this is the end. This was never done under the other administrations. It was the opposite with the deals. And you remember Obama, he was going to be the most transparent president we ever had. You remember him campaigning as candidate Obama in 2008, going to the Rust Belt states and saying, folks, we're going to revisit NAFTA. It's not fair to Americans. And then he brings the Trans-Pacific Partnership that we're not allowed to look at. So transparent, this cat, man, you could look right through him. So now Trump is trying to reverse that, and it's not in the best interests of the globalists. And that's where the fight is.
And meanwhile, Trump is the most transparent president. I mean, at least in my young life. I mean, I don't know. You can comment on that, Gerald. But I just want to highlight what you said about the news and about Congress that I thought was so key. How you said that Trump has exposed the fake news and exposed the fake Congress. It's like Providence. If you had an apple, And you were told one apple is poison, one apple is good, but they both looked the same, and you're sitting here freaking out. How am I supposed to know? How do I know what apple to eat? One's going to kill me, one's not. And so then Trump or God or whatever you want to say comes along and says, okay, you know what? I'm going to show you which one is poison, but you have to look. You have to be careful. You have to pay attention. You have to be following. And so he shows you, look at all the fake congressmen who lied to you for 7 years. Look at all the fake Republicans that are not working with Trump. Look at all the people in the media that are spinning it and lying to you about everything he says and does. Oh, now I see. This apple is a black poisoned apple, and this one is red and good and healthy. I think I'm going to choose this one. That was an analogy I thought of. But what do you think? Is Trump the most transparent president you've ever seen in your lifetime?
Well, yeah, and what he's doing, you know, but again, going back to what you're saying about the apples, you know, they're two rotten apples. Name me one. How could any thinking human being look up to any member of Congress? Which one do you like? Lindsey Graham, John Insane McCain. I know you love Mitch McConnell. No. Maybe, as I said, Eddie Munster's your guy. No, Nancy, out of her mind, Pelosi. Diane, not so Feinstein.
Wait a second, Kay. Don't forget about the millennial, Maxine Waters, who called Ben Carson a white nationalist today.
Yeah, what I'm saying, how could any adult look up to these jerks, and then you're talking about the media. Oh, yeah, tune in ABC and watch little Stephanopoulos there. Where did he come from? Oh, wasn't he the mouthpiece for the Clinton administration when Bill was in? Oh, I should believe him.
Yeah, you know what? I think I'll tune into MSNBC and catch the next Brian Williams show.
Yeah, and then how about little Chrissy Cuomo? Another guy born on third base and thought he had a home run. His old man was Mario. His father was the governor, and now he got his brother the governor. How could people can't see what it is? And by the way, when I used to do CNN and all these shows, I remember when they were grooming Chris Cuomo. He was doing pop culture and sports. I mean, they used to come around with too little age, you know. I saw the whole thing happen. So when you're looking at the media, look at the names and the faces behind it. could any thinking adult look up to or listen to the members of Congress or the people in mainstream TV? And they're doing it. And by the way, here's what the mainstream media is not talking about. Hey, Owen, haven't heard a lot of news coming out of Syria lately, have we?
No.
No, things have calmed down there, haven't they?
Yeah.
Since Trump met Putin at the G20 meeting, and they agreed to cool it down. But how did the media cover it? Oh, Trump spoke to Putin during the dinner. Remember that?
Well, yeah, the whole Russian thing has pretty much died down. And I just want to be clear because...
But what I'm saying, though, is that Syria has cooled down. The war is thanks to Trump.
Well, and they're beating ISIS, too.
But they're not reporting it. It's not being reported.
I just want to be clear, too. I'm not saying Trump is God. The whole crew is freaking out, apparently, because I said
either.
Trump. I'm saying that whether you can say it's Trump or you can say it's God, you can say it's divine. I'm just saying it's so clear who is fake and who is real in Congress and in media. That's what I'm saying. Whether you want to say it's Trump or God, I'm just saying that's what's happening. All right, Gerald, Alex wants us to get to this Arnold Schwarzenegger clip. So stay with me here. Arnold Schwarzenegger, somebody who saluted Nazis and I believe has even donned the Hugo Boss Nazi uniform and marched around his house. Again, Alex is much more well-versed on this than I. But here is Arnold Schwarzenegger condemning Nazis.
There are not two sides to bigotry, and there are not two sides to hatred. And if you choose to march with a flag that symbolizes the slaughter of millions of people, there are not two sides to that. The only way to beat the loud and angry voices of hate is to meet them with louder and more reasonable voices. And that includes you, President Trump. In fact, as president of this great country, you have a moral responsibility to send an unequivocal message that you won't stand for hate and racism. Now let me help you write your speech here a little bit. As president of the United States and as a Republican, I reject the support of white supremacists. The country that defeated Hitler's armies
a Republican,
is no place
folks.
For Nazi flags. The party of Lincoln won't stand with those who carry the battle flag of the failed Confederacy. Was that that difficult? You see, I told you.
A Trump bobblehead.
I have a message to the neo-Nazis and to the white nationalists.
That Trump condemned and disavowed.
Confederates. Let me be just as blunt as possible. You heroes are losers. You're supporting a lost cause. And believe me, I know the original Nazis. I was born in Austria in 1947.
Oh, he knew the Nazis, Gerald. How do you like that?
Second World War. And growing
he knows
up,
them well.
I was surrounded by broken men. Men who came home from the war filled with shrapnels and guilt. Men who were misled into a losing ideology. And I can tell you that this goes...
Losing ideology. The people that supported Hillary Clinton.
...the rest of their lives living in shame. And right now, they're resting in hell. I know that you weren't born with this hateful views. No one is. But the truth is, it's never too late to make the choices to learn and to evolve and to understand that all human beings have equal value. If you say, Arnold, hey, I was just at the march.
Wait, he just said
Nazi.
That Nazis didn't have equal
Nazis
value,
at all.
So I don't know.
Let me help
I'm
you.
Confused.
Don't hang around people who carry Nazi flags, give Nazi salutes.
Didn't he do
Nazi
that, though?
Slogans. Go home. Or better yet, tell them that they're wrong to celebrate.
Didn't he wear Nazi SS uniforms?
He murdered millions of people.
Huh.
And then go home. You're so lucky to live in a country that gives you every right.
I mean, it's nice. It's Hugo Boss.
But think about how you could actually use that power for something good. Those
no, that's what you need to do,
silent,
Arnold.
You must also evolve. I have learned a long time ago that the only way we can really eliminate hatred is to face it head on. It is not always comfortable, of course, but stereotypes about racism, religion, gender,
this is an
anything else,
the country.
Like cancer.
This is just
if you had a tumor, you wouldn't quietly hope that it slowly disappears. You would zap the shit out of it with all the chemotherapy and cut it out and try every experimental.
Not even a year removed from Barack Obama, and we're all
this
racist.
Is so different. I mean, this
not
is
even a year removed. They just toss Obama aside. Nope, didn't happen. You're racist.
But I know that if we all have the courage to do something about it, and to do the right thing, we come out stronger in the end. I've already donated some money to the Simon
Newcastle. Oh, thank God he donated money.
Great Nazi
he did it. He solved it all.
Who I was lucky
thank you, Arnold.
Friend. And I hope that you will join me by supporting your favorite anti-hate organization.
Okay.
Let's all commit right now
to
leaving the terrible ghosts of the past in a trash heap of history.
Yes, let's do that.
That's where they belong. I share this video if you think that hatred...
Okay, so Arnold Schwarzenegger just showed himself as a bad apple. Are we going to start changing the names of these schools, too? Don't forget all of these schools in the South, the Ole Miss Rebels, all these high schools named after the Rebels that have the Rebel flag. Are we going to start changing those names, too, Gerald?
Again, you know, listening to this guy, I mean, why would anybody pay any attention to him? You know, he's a nobody.
What are you talking about? Arnold Schwarzenegger is a time traveler that fights demons.
Yeah, that's, I forgot. But, you know, the other thing is that these little hypocrites, how come they're not speaking out against wars? That the United States has murdered millions of innocent people based on lies, Arnold, or I should call you Arnie. How come you weren't coming out against Obama, folks, when he launched the Libyan war? When he increased the troop strength in Afghanistan, 33,000 troops, the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner. Where were you? Where are all you gutless little people?
And it's just amazing to me. If you actually want something to condemn Trump on, look at what happened in Yemen and look at the Saudi Arabian arms deal. They don't even mention that. They actually have something they could mention. Silence.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is honestly incredible.
I've got a story here from October 2012. Total Recall, Arnold Schwarzenegger did express admiration for Adolf Hitler. That was in his book, Total Recall, when he wrote about it. Wow, but today he condemns anyone that would stand with Hitler. So you got Arnold Schwarzenegger writing about how he admires Hitler, and then today saying how you shouldn't admire Hitler or you're a racist. You have the right being all of the Republicans, literally everyone on the right has to disavow the Nazis and has to disavow the KKK, which were both created by leftists. Have you ever seen anything like this in your life, Gerald Celente?
Well, I've never seen a nation divided like this. And again, the hypocrisy coming from Schwarzenegger on other issues. We're not a racist nation. A racist nation does not elect a black president. Could anybody add that up? Are they racist?
No, I don't get it.
Of course they're.
I don't understand.
And I want to make this also clear. Not everything Trump does I agree with. You know, we write about it in, you know, but I call it what is. But I couldn't say these things under the last few administrations. I never had a president coming out against NAFTA. Instead, they were pushing it to us. We didn't have a president trying to renegotiate the trade deals. Instead, they were selling them to us. Is there everything I agree with Trump? No. But these are positive things. And the other one I'm 100% in favor of, no more immigration. And I'm not talking about Islamist or Muslim. I'm not talking about no more anybody's, not from Ireland, not from Israel, not from Italy. We have enough. Go back to the plan that they put in place during the Great Depression. Earlier, Owen, I gave you some stats on how the middle class in this country is dying. We cannot afford to take in more people until we get back on our feet. Anybody out there shooting their mouth off, bringing more immigrants, open up your house. Feed them, pay for their schooling and their health care. If that's your trip, man, knock yourself out. Look, I remember when I was a little kid growing up, relatives from Italy couldn't come here. They weren't taking people in. They had very tight quotas. Who made up this stuff that we need another couple of 100 million people when we can't take care of our own already? This is pure stupidity. So I'm 100% on board. No more immigration until our economy and our country gets back on its feet.
Well, here's the problem. The other side of the debate that you just brought up is not an intellectual. It's bought and paid for politicians and then they're brainwashed minions because of their bought and paid for media. Everything you just said is highly intellectual, makes common sense, but you'll never actually get to have that dialogue with the other side. They'll just ram it through with their brainwashed minions and their bought and paid for politicians.
And you left one out. The prostitute media. They never talk about it. Prostitutes, they get paid to put out from their Washington Johns and their corporate. You know who they are.
The corporate whores.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The national. So the global.
They get paid to put out. They're prostitutes. Nobody talks about this. Nobody goes back to the 1930s of how they closed down immigration. We could not take care of our own. You're going to bring in more. And again, anybody out there, all you marchers that want to bring in more people, put your money where your mouth is. Open your house up. Pay for them. If that's what you believe. I don't want to pay for them. I pay enough in taxes already. They're wasting my dough with stupid school systems and inefficient governments. I don't want to pay for others.
That's an amazing point. All of these brainwashed LARPers out on the street, we need to really be questioning our public education system that this is what it's putting out. I mean, that is an embarrassment. We'll be right back with more of The Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the established